The real estate of fear is a journey in discovering different aspects or facets of ourselves, overcoming fear, becoming a better communicator, and gaining confidence. Based on talks by women speakers who are emerging in the professional and technical communications world, each episode is centered on a common theme, fear, and how fear influences the life choices we make. The Real Estate of Fear is hosted by Pamela Drake, Samantha Pezzolanti, Mariah Raja, and Jodi Ann Stevenson. Welcome to episode 3 of The Real Estate of Fear, hosted by me, Samantha Pezzolanti. In this episode, I'll be talking about change and why it is so feared both personally and in the professional setting. Change is something people sometimes have a hard time coping with. When things get knocked off the track or are abruptly rerouted, it isn't an easy hill to climb. Change comes in many forms: personal, being emotional, interpersonal, or physical, and professional change. However, professional change is a form of change that isn't given much attention, and that's what I'll be discussing today. How do you cope or understand that a goal you had set for yourself years ago is suddenly no longer an option? I asked 6 people what the scariest aspect of change was to them, and this is what they had to say.
The scariest part about change is that it could either be bad or good.
To me, the scariest thing about change is the unknown.
To me, change isn't scary because progress is change.
The scariest part about change is the unpredictability.
The scariest part about change is that it's inevitable.
The scariest part about change is honestly how prepared you are to face it. I mean, it can be subtle, it could be gradual. You never know how it's going to hit you, you know what I mean?
In addition to asking people I knew, I also ran a Twitter poll asking the same question. Though the pool was small, I got 6 total responses. The question, what is the scariest aspect of change to you, had 4 options to choose from. The unknown, no guarantees, no going back, or that change wasn't scary. The poll results showed the winner being the unknown with 50% of the votes, change isn't scary in second with 33% of the votes, and no guarantees being third with 17% of the votes. No going back had no votes. Personally, I never liked change much. In fact, I loathed it, and I did everything I could to avoid it. I would plan things far in advance, consider all possible outcomes, and plan for those too. I believed I had every avenue covered. So in 2008, when I began applying to colleges, I had believed I had already chosen the path for myself, picked out schools, and had a dream job in mind. Since I was a young girl, I idolized the women on crime shows like CSI or Law & Order. Olivia Benson was my hero. I had it all figured out. Get into John Jay, join the NYPD, and be a detective. Life had other plans, though. I got accepted to John Jay College, but my first week of classes, I found that I was 12 weeks pregnant, and my life screeched to a halt. Suddenly, all the plans I had neatly laid out for myself were in complete disarray, and no matter what I chose to do, the career paths and goals I had set for myself were moved drastically. I couldn't process it at first, but I was determined to be a good mother and meet my career goals. Ultimately, though, I ended up having a complicated pregnancy and had to withdraw from college. And when I went back, things weren't the same, and I realized these were changes I couldn't cope with, and I withdrew from college, ultimately abandoning my law enforcement dreams. I read a book called Who Moved My Cheese by Dr. Spencer Johnson. This book is focused around change and why it is so hard for people to change their lives, careers, or general paths of life. The book focuses around 4 characters looking for their cheese and explores different avenues as to why they can't find this proverbial cheese. The first and most obvious thing to note is that we're resistant to change, either out of fear, stubbornness, or denial. The book goes through several motions to cut down that edge that comes with change, but the most relevant topic it discusses is the reluctancy to let go of the old to make room for the new. Spencer says, people don't think or try to convince themselves that they will like the new cheese and deny themselves the opportunity to try it. However, when people stray furthest from their own cheese and find although they may miss what they had, they're enjoying what they found. After abandoning my law enforcement goals, I fostered a sense of confusion and I felt lost. It was a common response to change and I felt I lacked a sense of purpose. It wasn't until I allowed myself to explore new avenues that I realized I may have more potential than I had given myself credit for, hence letting go of my old cheese. Previously, I had only believed I would be good at law enforcement, But in 2008, I began working at H&R Block as a receptionist, and shortly after, I took and passed the income tax course. I came to find I had organization and time management skills, and shortly after, I was promoted to office manager. I had come a long way since feeling like an utter failure who had dropped out of John Jay College, and today I hold an associate's degree in business administration. I think change will always carry an element of fear with it, but in dealing with my own life changes and ultimately prospering from them, I've devised a list of coping mechanisms I hope people at any stage of their career or life will find helpful. 1. Let go of the notion that you can plan for every type of change there might be. Even the most qualified meteorologists admit there is no way to tell if they've predicted every possible outcome. And life, like the weather, can abruptly shift direction, and always knowing this could happen makes the instances where it does less of a whiplash. 2. Don't limit yourself to one possibility. Knowing what you're good at and being confident in it is great. In fact, it's better that you do. However, don't limit yourself to just that. Explore other things, even as a hobby, so that in the back of your mind, you know your whole life doesn't ride on this one skill or one career. 3. Be optimistic. Remember that nothing lasts forever. Both good and bad things run out of steam. So stock up on energy, on experience, on assets during the good times, so if and when the bad does come across your skies, you're better equipped to handle it. And finally, instead of worrying about maintaining one thing and using all of your energy on that, spread your energy evenly so that change can never affect all aspects of your life, just little bits and pieces. Thank you guys for listening. I hope my experiences and strategies are relatable and helpful. I'd love to hear about your stories and experiences, so please feel free to reach out to me on Twitter at @sdotpezz and click the links below to see some of my other work. And stay tuned for more from me and my co-host in this podcast series.